Dillon of the International Secret Police.
After bringing the long-missing Buchanan safely back to his wife in Leopoldville, Clint makes final preparations for their long flight to the Atlantean Expedition Base in the Sahara Desert. He orders the Belgian administrator to notify the Emir of Kano to relay a message to the Foreign Legion outposts, warning them to stand by to march on an instant's notice. Meantime, the Octopus, believing the secret police dead, is preparing his ultimatum to the governments of the world, asking their complete surrender to his rule. Clint, knowing what he plans, is anxious to start the long flight to the desert, but on meeting Barney back at Buchanan's bungalow, he finds that Speed is missing. We find the boys out on the street now, wondering where to look for the missing boy first.
Of all the boneheaded tricks, Barney, why did you let Speed out of your sight when you knew how important it is that we keep together?
I told you, Clint, the kid wanted to go and meet you and Carlos on your way back from the administrator's office. How was I to know he'd wander off?
I'm not so sure he did wander.
What do you mean? Someone might have grabbed him?
Yes, but Clint, who would do such a thing? Not the Octopus Gang, certainly. They believe us dead. They would not be looking for us.
Not looking for us, perhaps. But if the Octopus still has an operator here in Leopoldville, and if that operator happened to see Speed, kidnapping him would be the best way in the world to demoralize us.
Gosh, I never thought of that. Well, why don't we do something? What are we standing here for?
Oh, I don't know what to do. Which way to turn first?
Dios, that is Lucky's bark.
Lucky? Where that dog is, Speed must be.
It's coming from that way. Come on, let's get over there.
Look, ain't that Speed there?
Yes, sir. He's struggling with a native. Mother, the Dios. I hope Speed does not hit him. Speed! Speed, what's happening?
See you. Now, Lucky, stop barking. It's all right now.
Hey, what the heck is this all about?
What's this native doing?
I don't know what he wants, but he keeps pointing at my voodoo ring and keeps tugging at my arm. I think he wants to take me someplace.
He does? Speed, he thinks you are a magician.
Huh?
Is that what he said, Carlos?
Si, but I will question him further. Margo, look at my dagger. See, the voodoo ring convinced him that you are a worker in magic, Speed. He wanted to take you to his village to work miracles for his people.
For the love of Mike. Say, if Speed's going to work any miracles, he can start right here with us without taking him outside the family.
I shall tell him to go.
Wait a minute, Carlos. Have you got any salt on you, Barney?
Salt? What do you think I am, a walking grocery store?
A grocery store is mild to what I think of you right at this minute. Carlos, tell this man, if he doesn't leave before we take off, to meet us at the plane, and we'll give him some salt.
Si, Clint. Tuna mala, ina kuma takafi.
Mukavi?
Hey, why are you going to give him salt when he was trying to kidnap Speed?
He wasn't trying to kidnap Speed at all. That voodoo ring caught his eye. He was merely trying to get a magician to his village. We must have frightened him to death the way we ran up.
I'll say so. He's still shaking.
Yes. And these Swahilis have been very helpful to us. I don't want to repay their kindness this way.
You've got me. I thought he was the villain, but it looks like you're making me one instead.
If stupidity makes a villain, then you are one, all right.
Oh, it's more my fault than Barney's, Clint. I guess I should have stayed with him. I never thought anything like this had happened to me.
Again, I say think before you move, Speed. It pays in our business. All right, but now let's get back to Buchanan's, or they'll think we've all disappeared in the jungle.
was certainly very kind of your wife to prepare that dinner for us, Mr. Buchanan.
Well, it made her very happy to do so, Clint. I think it was good for her, too. Preparing that dinner was, in a way, like letting off steam for her. Physical effort to counteract mental strain.
Yes, I suppose so. But how about you, sir? Do you feel strong enough to talk to us while Speed and Mrs. Buchanan are doing the dishes?
Oh, yes, indeed. Just being home again has made me feel like a new man.
Yeah, but don't talk too much just because you feel good. The minute you feel the least bit tired, be sure and tell us.
I will, Barney. Don't worry.
Now, first, you were telling us about the gold bars when we discovered Speed was missing.
Oh, yes. Well, the Octopus had all the money we invested in the Atlantean Syndicate made into bars of pure gold. And, of course, these would be good anywhere in the world if his plans went wrong.
I'll say so. And you say he buried them in the desert near the expedition base?
Yes, I saw a map of the location once, and I tried to memorize it. But I've undergone so much hardship since that time, I've forgotten a great deal of it.
Do you think you would remember if you went to the expedition base, Senor Buchanan?
Oh, I'm sure of that.
Senor Buchanan is going to be of great assistance to us, Clint, if he can regain his strength in time to join us on the Sahara after we have arrested the Octopus.
I'll be there. I'll make certain of that.
If we can return most of their money to the investors of the Atlantean Syndicate and arrest the Octopus as well, that will be a real accomplishment, boys.
Yeah, but catching the Octopus is the most important.
Well, while I'm convalescing, I shall prepare everything that you will need to convict this criminal, Barney. I shall bring all the notes with me when I join you in the Sahara.
Swell. Boy, it was a lucky day for us when we found you, Mr. Buchanan.
Lucky for you? Well, what about me? You saved my life, and I shall never forget that. No matter where you are in the world, if you ever need the help of John Buchanan in any way whatsoever, you can count on me, and never forget that.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate that. And now we better make the start for our plane if we're to get away tonight.
Well, how often do you plan to land before you reach the Atlantean base?
Oh, no oftener than we have to, and then just to pick up fuel. We'll probably sit down at Kano and then go right on to the expedition base, won't we, Clint?
That's what I plan, Barney. Unless we run into bad weather. We'll use up a lot of gas. We have to buck a Sahara monsoon.
Dios, yes. I can tell you plenty about the Sahara.
Save it, Carlos. Pretty soon we'll know it firsthand. But if we ever expect to get there, we better get going.
There we are, Zabul. Now let's see what I have written.
Yes, Master.
In serving this ultimatum to the governments of the world, I am giving you in authority the opportunity of saving your people from certain death, your country from destruction. My words are not idle ones. Believe me when I say that in my death ray machine, I have the most powerful fighting weapon ever invented by man. With it, I can blast your fighting planes from the sky long before they could reach my base in the Sahara Desert. Send your emissaries to me within 2 weeks' time to learn my demands in detail. But this much I will tell you now. All your resources, wealth, defense, and workers must be at my disposal. All government offices must be closed pending my reorganization plan. And every command from me must be obeyed to the letter. Let one country attempt to fight me, and I will show that country such terror as it never dreamed possible. On the other hand, if you disregard this ultimatum, then I will attack you. Remember, send your emissaries to me within 2 weeks. Or suffer the consequences. Signed, the Octopus. I think that will do very nicely, Zabul.
Yes, Master.
I should like to see their faces when I read this ultimatum over my shortwave radio. First, there will be amazement, indecision, anger, then fear. And they may well... What does that radio operator want? Yes, what is it?
Leopoldville calling, Octopus Master.
Leopoldville?
Yes. Do you want to talk with them direct?
Yes, yes. Put them on immediately.
Very well. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello, Leopoldville?
Yes, Master.
Why have you called me? Has something happened?
Yes, Master. John Buchanan is alive and is here in Leopoldville.
What? Buchanan alive? But that's impossible.
No. The secret police found him and flew in here.
Secret police?
Yes. They too are here. Barlow, Speed Gibson, Dunlap, and Del Valle.
Barlow? Alive?
What did you say, Master?
Nothing, nothing. Give me time to think a moment.
Of course, Master.
How could they have escaped the guerrillas? But they did. That is the only thing to remember now. Barlow is alive, able to pursue me. And I told him that I was coming here to the Sahara. What a fool I was. But I never thought he would escape. Never, never, never.
Master, what is wrong?
Wrong? I have arrived at the hour I have planned all my life. I have all the power in the world at my disposal. But Clint Barlow is alive to mock me, to track me down.
You need not fear him with the death ray machine at your command.
Fear him? I fear no one. But Barlow has the habit of being troublesome. He must not interfere now that I'm about to broadcast my ultimatum to the governments of the world.
It is impossible for me to stop them here in Leopoldville. As you know, I'm alone here. No other of our band is in the neighborhood, and the natives are all friendly with the secret police.
Yes, yes, yes. Where is Buchanan now?
At his home, under the care of the government doctor. It is impossible to reach him. Closely guarded. They are not risking a second disappearance.
Yes, I should have ordered him killed the moment I found he would not follow my orders. I should not have trusted to fever and starvation to do the work. But it is too late now. The secret police must be stopped before they reach here.
Did you know that the Belgian administrator here talked to the Emir of Kano by shortwave, advising him to notify the Legion outpost to stand ready for instant action?
No. We have not been checking the government calls lately except to news broadcasts. With the secret police supposedly dead, there was no need. Where is Barlow now?
At their plane. They're taking off any moment now. The whole village is out to see them off, even though the hour is late.
If there was only some way of stopping them there. Where did they plan to refuel, do you know?
No. I've been unable to gather any details of their flight. They're keeping very secret. I was fortunate to gain even the knowledge I've just imparted to you.
You have done very well, and shall be rewarded when I have succeeded in my plans. Meantime, the secret police must be stopped.
What do you plan?
I shall not broadcast my ultimatum now until Barlow and the others have been captured. Meantime, there is no need for you to stay in Leopoldville. Proceed directly to Kano and from there on here. See if you can bring me any more of the desert tribes. I'll need all the fighting men I can get. Meantime, I shall notify every operator along the airways between Leopoldville and here to be on the lookout for the plane of the secret police and to stop it at all costs.
What if they manage to escape your operators and reach the Sahara?
Then there is still my death ray machine. And this time, the secret police shall not escape it.